It's Sarah Paige Gruber.
And Jessica Wilson.
And we are two wild and crafty girls.
The podcast.
Yay!
It's We're back.
So good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure you guys are wondering, where the heck have we been?
Yeah, because I'm wondering where the heck we've been, because I can't believe it's been, what, four years?
3 years. I mean, 2019.
October 2019. It's been a long time.
I'm pretty sure it's been almost 4 years. Like, that's a lifetime for furry friends.
It sure
is. It's like a college education.
It's a high school graduation.
It is. It's a lot.
It really is. It's a whole lot. It's multiple moves. It's
multiple moves.
House is being completed.
Lots of trips.
Yeah, yeah. Opening and closing of stores. It's lots of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And a whole heck of a lot of crafting.
Oh, yeah. A ton of it. Lots of
playing.
Yeah, lots of playing.
Jumping waves in the ocean.
On floaties.
Yes.
Lots of fun ways to entertain ourselves during a little thing called COVID, you know.
A whole massive global pandemic.
Yep, we went through that.
While we were gone, and we did not document.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did too. We have documentation photos of Flip Cup Fridays, and I still have a reminder that goes off every Friday for Flip Cup Friday.
We probably have videos. No,
we
just
probably
photos.
I'm pretty sure I have a no, we definitely have a video because remember we made a video of it.
Flip.
We
Cup
did this
Fridays.
What is the thing? Remember?
We did a TikTok.
We did
video
a TikTok
thing.
Of it. Where is the video? Oh yeah, and there's a thing called TikTok that's out now. Have you guys heard of it?
Dude, so much has happened.
Uh huh.
Since we have last been on our podcast with season two.
Yep.
And we felt like the time was right. Like, we needed to get back. We needed to be together. We needed to talk and laugh and share it with the world. So,
okay, well, wait, hold on. We got to say something here. We've never left each other.
No.
We never left each other.
We've never left each other.
We just needed to make it where everybody has always brought up, whether it's on your lives or my lives or when we've gone to events, like, oh, I really miss the podcast.
Yeah,
what we should
when
do.
Are you
and it's
do
like,
that again? You
and it's hard. So- like it is a hard thing to be able to say, like, okay, we've got all of this on our plates. And you know what? We'll carve the time out to do that. Like, literally, we're like, all right, we're going to get on at 9 o'clock to do this. And to schedule that is hard, right?
And I mean, guess who didn't show up till 9:30?
Okay, do I really have to put my business out there?
It wasn't me.
Okay, look, I'm already going to start it off this way. Someone had bubble guts already this morning, so there's that.
It wasn't me.
There's never going to be a TMI on this podcast.
I was like literally laying in bed. Oh, I don't want to get up, but I have to because I cannot be late. Jessica's going to be waiting for me. She's already gotten up. She's taken Eddie for a walk.
Not this morning. It didn't happen.
I know.
No.
She's like, I wake up early and I take Eddie for a walk at 6:45 a.m. every morning. So I'm thinking she's going to be up. She is going to be raring and ready to go. And I do not disappoint Jessica. Okay. So I'm up. I'm ready. I'm rushed. I'm rushed down here. I didn't even make coffee. I have iced coffee this morning because I didn't want to wait to like make my coffee. And she's not here. And I like, you know, get all ready and message her and, you know, whatever. At like 9:30, she's like, I'm coming.
Wait, here. No, you didn't say it. Listen, we're going to start this season three off with a bang. All right. We're going to start it off with a lot of
literal bang.
Literal bang. Okay. I literally message her and I'm like, I'm coming. Literally, I'm in the middle of, and I send the poop emoji because that's the way this morning was. I got up. I was up at 5:30. I was ready to go. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my stuff going. I'm going to make a cup of coffee.
You were up at 5:30. It took you 4 hours.
Listen to me. Can I say my story?
Yeah, say your story.
Get your coffee ready,
okay? Say your story.
So I'm up at 5:30. I'm making my coffee. I get the coffee cup under the coffee pot, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good. And literally, like, the smell of the start of my coffee, I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, well, that's not a good thing. So I run into the bathroom and I'm like, nope, I'm not going to throw up. Something else is going to happen.
Ew.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what happened.
It's good. It's real life.
It's real life. And this time, I have no idea what was occurring with me in my body, but I literally had – I was sweating like I was running in the Sahara.
Oh, no.
That's all I can tell you.
Did you
like,
eat something?
I had sautéed broccoli for dinner. That's all I had. Sautéed broccoli for dinner with white rice. It was like with a garlic sauce and whatnot, so I don't know. So I'm like, what is wrong with me? And then, like, then you start panicking because, you know, that's my life. I worry about things I cannot control. So in my brain.
Panic in the bathroom.
Yes, panic in the bathroom. In my brain, I've already got every single thing that could possibly go wrong. So now I'm making myself panic even more. So I'm like, well, I'm having a heart attack and a stroke. And I probably have a worm, like a food worm.
Oh, God.
And, like, literally, what if I die on the toilet and Bran has to come in and help
me?
It's like
your nightmare.
Literally,
it
like
happens.
My biggest nightmare is literally what if something happens and I have to have Brandon come in and help me while I'm on the toilet. Like, I'm scared to death of this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
These are my real life fears.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm dying. Like, literally, the sweat is pouring off me. My shirt is sticking to me. I'm sliding off the toilet. This is like the worst day of my life. And this goes on for an hour, a whole hour.
God.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm dying.
Seriously.
And I'm constantly like, I'm going to throw up too. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? So I'm like, okay. So finally, you know, the end of the world finally becomes not the end of the world.
Right.
I compose myself. My shirt is soaking wet. It looks like I lost badly a wet t-shirt contest. So I'm like, let me go outside and say goodbye to Bran, who is like, what happened to you? I forgot you were even up. I'm like, you don't even want to know. Just go away from me. I say goodbye to little Bran. Eddie's like sitting there like, mommy, we were supposed to go on a WALK and I can't say it because he's over there. You guys will learn who Eddie is if you don't know already. So I like go onto the couch because I am emotionally, physically, everything drained. I'm soaking wet. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to compose myself. Nope. I cannot compose myself. After I get the boys together, nope. Round two. Like, ding, 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 round two again.
Oh,
and it happens again.
Gosh.
I'm like, I'm dying. And I'm by myself this time. So then here goes the fear. Now, what if a fireman or what if one of my neighbors who is a volunteer fireman has to come and save me? This is round two. This is what's going on. So then the sweat happens again.
Oh, my God.
Again. All of it plays again.
Oh,
so I'm like,
God.
Oh, dear God. But it doesn't last as long. Time's only about 20
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
After that, I needed to sleep a little bit because I was done.
Oh,
so I went upstairs,
so you went back to sleep.
I took the dog and I said, we are not doing any WALK this morning because if this happens on the side of the road, I am just going to walk right in the middle of traffic.
It would be bad.
Because this would
you'd
not be
an
good.
It's like you were on that
yes.
movie.
Yep. So, when I messaged
where
you.
Where she has to go in the middle of the road.
Yes,
the
that would
dress.
Be bridesmaids. Yeah.
Bridesmaids, yes.
Yes. So, there we go. You guys, we started season three off with a bang. No pun intended. Well, pun intended.
Honestly,
so when I messaged
I don't think
you,
we talk about it enough. So
no, we don't. And you know what? I am tired of that being taboo, so I will always share my craziness with you.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
well, I'm glad
yeah.
you're feeling better.
I am now. And look, I finally was able to get some coffee into me. Too bad I'll be up
maybe
till 3 o'clock in the morning
now. Maybe you
need
some protein with your broccoli.
I know. I do need some protein. I know. That's fine.
With your broccoli. Because otherwise your broccoli will just go right through you like it did.
Yeah, but that, listen, this was a whole other situation. I'm pretty sure I have a tapeworm or something. Like, it
oh,
has
my God.
To be.
Oh, my God. I don't think you have a tapeworm.
I don't know. I might.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
It's crazy.
She said she had a tapeworm.
Oh, my God.
Ew, have you ever looked at one of those?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like
ew.
An alien.
Ew. I know. Oh, gross. So you talked about Eddie, and I brought up Eddie, too. And mm-hmm. Eddie is new since the last 4 years.
Yeah. Eddie is a newbie. He's our new little babies. He's actually sitting right over on the couch. We'll post a picture. So mm-hmm. make sure you follow our new Facebook page. We have to put that out there. We have a new Facebook page. So follow our new Facebook page, which I don't even know what it is. I think it's just
Two
Wild
and
Crafty
Girls.
Okay.
All the words spelled out.
Mm-hmm. All words spelled out. Yep. We'll put a post a picture of him. He is new since he came to us during the COVID. Mm-hmm. And he is my bestest little boy ever. He doesn't talk back to me. He loves me unconditionally. He shakes his hiney every time mom comes into the door. I could be gone for 3 minutes and you would have thought I left for 3 years. He is the best little boy in the whole wide world. I love him to pieces. And we got mm-hmm. him for, you know, for little Bram.
And she calls him babies as I if do. He's more than one.
He's my little babies, right? Oh, he's a plural babies. He's so cute. And guess what? Because he's walking, he doesn't waddle as much going down the steps now when I look at him. Oh, and aww, I miss it.
Because he's getting exercise.
I know. Oh, he's coming over. He says, hi, mommies. Oh, you talking about me? Can you guys see him? Look, there he is.
Look, yep, oh, there he is. He's a mommy. Handsome boy. Mm-hmm.
A handsome boy.
But he's just one. Let's just be clear. He's just one. He's just one boy. He's one baby. He's right. One good boy.
Look, he knocked my thing he's down behind me, so you probably see a mess. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. He's not a boy's and he's not a baby's. He's just one.
Just one. Wait, hold on. What about we have to say now? We talked about this. We said lifetime you know, you had said that. Now we have to talk. Okay. Yes, I'm talking. You're great. I know. You have to go lay down, though. You're a good boy. I'll give you stuff in a minute. Okay, go lay down. You talked about lifetime, right? Yes. And now let's bring our friends up to speed on Jake.
Oh.
I know. We have to. You're Jakers.
So
Come on.
It's fine. So Jake was our good boy and mm-hmm. – on May 19th, what was it, 2020?
21, I think, right?
One?
I feel like it was.
I think it was 2021. Jake passed away in his sleep or in our sleep. I'm not sure. So one thing that I'm thankful for is that he did. He was getting old. He was approximately 14 going on 15, and he's a big dog. He's a big 80-pound dog, and so they, you know, that's about right for them to live. And he would sleep in our bedroom, which is on the second floor, and so we noticed he was getting slower to get up down the stairs, but he still was doing it. He was a little bit going, like his vision was not as great, but that just made him a better smeller. Like there's a whole lot that we noticed. Like we could see that he was aging, but he was really, really good. And my favorite part of the story is that we didn't have, you know, thankfully, because so many pet parents have to do this, we didn't have to make a decision about him or, you know, like he wasn't in pain like for a long time. He just, you know, went in his sleep. And I mean, and that's, I think, what we would all want, right? Live to a ripe old age. And he passed away in his sleep, and I found him because it was morning. And it is actually kind of a funny story.
I was going to say, you have to say that.
I'll tell the story because in the middle of the night, well, kind of really early in the morning, like it must have been like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I woke up and I smelled farts. And I was like, God, Aaron. And then I'm like, oh no, those are Jake farts. Like I was like, this, you know, I cannot, because I couldn't go back to sleep because all I could smell are these farts. And I'm like, you know, unfortunately, this is not going to work out well for me. And I don't think we're going to be able to let Jake sleep in here if he's going to continue to fart and stink up the room. And I was dying. I'm dying. And of course, I thought it was Aaron at first.
Yeah, you did.
And then in the morning, I did fall back asleep. I woke up again and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it just keeps going. Like, I can't get the smell, you know? And I'm like, what in the world? And I sit up. So I don't know how you guys are, but I don't just hop right out of bed. I sit up. And I sit up to where I have to, like, get my composure. And I'm blind. So I have to either put my glasses on or get my contacts or something so that I can see. And so I grab my glasses because I can see Jake is laying down, like, towards my side of the bed. Normally he would sleep on his pillow. He has a pillow in our room. He was clearly on the floor, like heading towards my side of the bed. And I lean over, and normally at this point in my life, I'm checking him for breathing all the time because he's so old. And when he lays, he sleeps, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is he breathing? So that's what I did. And I'm like looking and I'm staring, and you stare so much that you see things like, did he just breathe? Wait, did I just see something? You know? And he wasn't breathing. And I was like pretty sure of it. So I called his name, Jake. And usually he could hear that, but his hearing was going a little bit, just like his sight was going. And so I leaned over closer and I was going to touch him. And as soon as I realized that, I saw that what I was smelling was not Jake farts, but it was, you know, So when people or animals pass, they clear out their bowels, and that's pretty much what it was. And so I found him. It was a sad, sad, sad day. But at the same time, I can laugh that I thought it was Aaron, and I can be happy that we didn't have to, you know, make that decision. And good old,
you know,
Jake
he
Gerst.
Sent that last joke for you. He was like, yeah, "Mom, I'm gonna like, make you have this to dad.
I'm make you wake up. Like, wait, yeah,
yep. And I'm gonna make you blame it on dad. Yes. And I'm gonna laugh my behind off. Yep.
Yes. So yeah. So we lost Jake, but then a few months later, Emma got her own little guy. He's a little teeny tiny dog.
Yeah,
and his name is Bruno. Bruno, because, you know, he's like big and tough. And he's like all of about 7 pounds of
so cute.
A little black with little bits of white. He's a Havapoo.
He's adorable.
Ironically, Havapoo. Yep, he knows we're talking about animals. Mm-hmm. And he's super, super cute. We'll put pictures up on the Facebook page so you guys know. No. But, so I guess that's our, like, well, and Jake and Bruno. Bruno lives with Emma. So both my girls are in college. Like, that's a huge fast forward. They're in college living their best lives with Jake. They have an apartment together this year. Not with Jake. I mix up names all the time. I call everybody the wrong name in my house. So
I do that too now.
Yeah. Hey. You're like,
Eddie, please, you better lay down. Wait, now hold on. You said that. And Eddie, buddy boy, we got to lay down. Here, lay down. Now we've got, you said the girls are in college and, you know, Bran just graduated high school.
Just graduated
yes. High school.
Huge milestone.
Holy cow. He just started high school when we did our last episode. He just started high school. He just ended high school.
That's
like we
crazy.
Just graduated 2 weeks ago.
So Cassie would have just started college because they're 4 years apart.
Right. So like literally, guys, it's lifetimes. Like lifetimes of
it
things
is.
Have occurred.
A lot.
Yeah. It's insane. Like it totally is. Insane. And like we've got what? You've had two moves?
Oh my gosh. Two moves. We moved out of our house. It's a long story. You know how like during COVID, we all were like working on our houses because we were stuck in our houses. And so we're like decorating and rearranging and remodeling and doing all that and adding things, and like we put in patio, like we did so much to our house. It was our house. We had built that house in the neighborhood and we loved it and we loved living there, but COVID made us want more, meaning we wanted to get some land and have like some privacy and not have to live in the neighborhood anymore. Yeah. And so we went through a really, really, really drawn out like 2 year process of finding a house. First, we were going to build a house and we found the land and blah, blah, blah. And then we were going to Well, that building the house thing was not all cracked up to be because. Do you remember that?
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
We met with a builder. We had the architect. We sat around my kitchen table. We talked about our budget, what we wanted in the house. And they went off to design our perfect home within our budget. And long story short, 9 months of picking out things and choosing materials and redrawing and redirecting and changing this and changing that came back to the end result of our home, which was $350,000 over our budget. And when I talked to the builder, he said, "Oh, I didn't know you had a budget."
I forgot about
that. And I'm telling you, what idiot is in a business where he builds custom homes and doesn't keep the customers in mind?
Like, really?
You
need to ask that? You need to ask that?
Yeah. Idiot. Yeah. So I walked away from him. We both did. We had put money down and everything. We just walked away because we were so annoyed. He lied to us about three things, and I was not going to work with him after that, which is sad because we gave up on the lot that we wanted. It was a 5-acre lot on a lake, like not on a lake, but with private lake access. And we walked away from that. And then we just started looking for homes or, you know, whatever. And we went through so many. We had so many offers on so many homes and so many lots. And every single one of them did not pan out. And then we found a home that was on 5 acres. And the house was a little bit small, but we were like, you know what? That's all right. It's a lower price point. So we'll just put an addition on. So we were prepared. Again, I think it took 9 months to get it drawn up and get estimates back from the other contractors. And when we got the estimates back, the price of putting on a very modest addition was so ridiculous that it would not be worth it. Like, it, you wouldn't see any of that investment return on your home. And so my lender actually was like, "Listen, just don't do it. Just don't do it." And she's like, "And I hate to say this, but have you seen what's on the market right now?" And so after moving into this home, moving into thinking this is like we're going to build this awesome life for ourselves out here. We got 5 acres and blah, blah, blah. We see this house that's for sale. And I'm like devastated. I'm like, how am I going to tell my family that I think we're going to have to move again? So I finally get up the courage to do it. Aaron is not happy. He is not happy at all. And he says, after he sleeps on it, oh my gosh, he was not happy. But then he slept on it. And the next day he was like, "Well, you better call Kendra. She's our realtor. You better call Kendra so we can go look at that house." And I was like, okay, so immediately I felt like he understood. He understood.
He got it.
So we go look at the house and we're like, "Yep, we want it. This is it. We want it." And so we went and got the kids like the next day and took them, and they cried. Like, literally cried. They're like, "We don't want to move again." And I'm like, "Neither do I." But we did. We did it. We moved again, and we're in our forever home, and it's awesome. We have less acres, but it's a really nice ranch home, so we can get old and live here forever. And we don't, you know, when you're old and you want to like just be on one story.
Yeah,
that's what we'll have. So yeah, we're here. We're here. We're here, and we're done. And that's the story of why we moved twice in 10 months. A whole freaking family. Ugh.
That is
never moving again.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's, oh my gosh. That's part of the stuff. And I'm like laughing to myself as you are saying this. I'm like, damn, 9 months. But then I'm like, well, shit, it's been 4 months. I mean, 4 years. 4 years of, mm-hmm. like, stuff that we have to, like, re-talk about.
Or explain.
It's, like, crazy. And it's, like, I remember all the things, but then it's, like, you're, like, re-remembering the things. Because, again, mm-hmm. we've never stopped talking. We still talk to each other all the time. We still uh-huh. know each other's all the things.
I know. So, like, but not everybody does.
Not everybody does. So, it's, like, so, like, where we're coming again. To.
So, like, when we throw out little, like, one-liners about moving twice in 10 months or whatever, because Sarah's favorite thing to do is move, you're going to understand. You're going to understand why. That's funny, because it's not.
I know, right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's crazy. And like me, I'm trying to think like some of the things that are like.
You finished your whole house remodel. Oh, I did. And the lawsuit.
There. Oh, yeah.
Your shed. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you went through all of that.
And opening and closing a store. I opened a store and I closed a store.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Tell us about that. That was a lot.
Dear God, that was a lot. Well, let's see. Oh, and also, we need to go back and find out, because here's another funny story. Did we talk about the squirrel situation ever?
I don't think the squirrels in your house.
If we did not talk about that, we've got to – I don't know if we should save that for another time or if we should do that, like, because that's
things
a good
that
one.
Get into your house.
Like, literally, because that is a great story. Like, I can have people rolling on that one. I have it written down. We got to go back and look and see if that's in there. Because, guys, we're trying to figure out – just so you know, if you're going to go back and try and listen to some of the old podcasts, we're trying to figure out what's going on with the feed. I think it's called the RSS feed, why we can't listen to them on certain things. You can only hear it on Podbean right now if you go back and listen to it. It should be talking to all the other ones, but there must be something from Podbean to going to all the other ones. So just hold tight. We're getting it fixed. But listen to it on the old seasons on Podbean. But
you
all
could
the
start
new ones.
Season one. Yeah. You could start
the new
way
ones
back.
Should
if
listen
you've
anywhere.
Never watched, you could start season one and then do season two.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be there. We're running it. I think we're going to wind up running it completely different, really. Mm-hmm. Like we used to do it like a top 10. Like now, like I feel
that
like
was
we're
season two
do it.
Was very heavy on our top 10. List.
Our top 10s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we'll do it, you know, different ways. But I'll touch back on the squirrel situation. If we did not do it, I'm going to save that for another one because that was a funny story. And that I'm going to have to act that out. So you're going to have to make sure that you're watching it too because it's funny. Also, I'll save another and don't – there's not a ghost. That is Madison. That is Madison. You will know her. Mads is still here. That is something that is still a constant. If you guys remember Mads, she did a lot of our things. Like, I think she helped make some of our stuff before. I'm trying to think. I do have some other. And you know what, guys? Listen, this is, like, all about comedy, too. Like, our real life. Yes, we're two wild and crafty girls. But we're also zany. It's not always going to be about crafty stuff. It's going to be about, like, we're going to throw the crafty things in there. But, like, let's, like, laugh. Laughing is, like, the best thing I'm learning. And we do good when we laugh. So,
yes,
I have some really good funny stories. Sarah's got some really good funny stories. We'll fill you in on that. But anyway, so let's talk about. Okay, so I opened a store, I closed a store, finished a whole house remodel, got sued by my town, got it diagnosed with adult ADHD. That is fun, and we will definitely have a conversation about that because I feel like that is something that could actually help other people, like
it
figuring
could.
That out. You know, what else? Oh, and another fun thing that we definitely want to, be able to do, is, talk about like, we both have our Bartesian machines. We definitely need to
sure
do some
do.
Drinks sometimes. We'll be talking about those, but okay. So opened a store, we decided it was during COVID, because you know, I can no longer stand being in my home anymore. Cause we literally took it to the max. With Little Bran and how Eddie Boy, with Little Bran and how he has, you know, I think we went over this in prior things. You know, Bran was a preemie. He was in NICU for almost a month. His lungs, you know, are not the best. He still to this day, everything hits him right in the lungs. And, you know, with COVID being a respiratory thing. Sorry, guys. Eddie's, you know, being all riled up. He's excited to see Madison. He hasn't seen her in a few days. With it hitting there, We were worried. We were concerned. We kept him home from school. Plus, everything in New Jersey. I don't know if you guys know. Like, I'm New Jersey. Sarah is Michigan. Mm-hmm. The East Coast, we were locked down. Like, we literally came off the boat. Here's another fun fact, if you guys did not know this. We were on an incentive trip. We literally got off the boat. We did not have Wi-Fi, if you remember.
Yep.
We were like, we're shutting down. We are not, like, we're going to enjoy ourselves on this trip. We're going to shut it down. We're not going to pay attention to anything. We got off the boat and we went into the Miami, I think it was the Miami airport we were at, and it was like a ghost town. Me and Bran were seeing people in those, I'm going to call them, what was I called?
The hazmat suits?
Yes, the hazmat suits, PPE suits, gloves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is happening? What are people doing? Like, we were so confused. We're cracking up laughing. We're like, these people are crazy. So they
little did she know
things.
She's like in the heart of the worst place
I had
to be.
No
New
idea.
Jersey was like the worst.
We had no clue, right? So we get home and we get home and literally that day we come home and my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my mom, my dad, which because Mike and Colleen, Eddie boys, Madison, do you mind to let him out real quick? My mom, my dad, Mike and Colleen, because Mike and Colleen had moved in with us at that time because they sold their house,
oh,
but they were
right.
still trying to find a house.
Oh my gosh,
they
I
didn't find anything
that
they
that.
Liked. Right. So they had said, oh my God,
well,
we can't believe that you were actually
Jessica's
able to fly home. And we're like, huh?
Has
and they're like, yeah, they're shutting airports down.
To have slowed
for
down.
What reason? Yeah. Like everything was like getting shut down. So we're like, why? So literally the next day, the world shuts down. It was March 17th. They shut the world down, remember? Or it was like 2 or 3 days later, whatever. My time frame is off. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, flash forward. We literally took this to like a whole nother level because we had to. Also, you know, my brother-in-law, he was a childhood leukemia survivor. So like we literally tried to take everything to be a proper precaution for them. So when I say, like, literally, I could not wait to get out of my house. My brand new literally felt brand new house because we redid the everything in this house. I hated being in it. I could not wait to get out of this house. I wanted out more than anything. So that was a great idea. Let's go ahead and let's open a storefront in the middle of a pandemic. Not a brilliant idea. But it was a way for us to get out. We were making it more an office space, too. It was hard, guys. It was really hard. It was not the brightest bulb in the box moment for me, but I got a chance to see what it was like. I had it for what? 2 years? Almost 2 years. And then by the end, honestly, because we went through some hard things, you know, like little Bran went through some moments, hence why we have Eddie Boy that we're still dealing with. We still are every day. We still deal with things. We'll save that for another time. Not talking about that now, but, it was hard. It was really hard, but you know what? To say that I did it, to see like, hey, what would happen if we did this? We did it. So open and close the store. So there's that. And then, yeah, turns out that the builder that we had, who was someone from in my town, we wanted to have, you know, we obviously weren't going on any vacations because we couldn't fly anywhere. They were not opening our campground, so our camper just sat. So what we would have used to go on vacation that year, I said, we'll just put it into the backyard. We'll just make our backyard be our vacation. And I've clear as day because literally the house before this house we lost because we wanted to ensure there were permits because we could tell there was work done on the set. Like we could tell they knocked walls down. I'm the queen of permits. I want permits for things. And I said to him, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do this? You live in my town. I didn't even know our town was what do you call that? Like a town borough building was closed. I remember saying to him, am I allowed to do this type of patio? I wanted the E.P. Henry pavers so that way you could go down. You have a patio. I wanted a nice fire pit. If you guys know me, you know, I love to have a nice fire, roast the marshmallows. We have a lot of nieces and nephews, which during pandemic, I now have nieces. That's another new thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted it. And he's like, yep, you can do it. No problem. He also is someone who I cannot stand when people talk to me and act like I don't matter and it's everything is your husband. Well, don't have your husband do it. My husband isn't paying your bill. I'm paying your bill. Right. I'm writing the check to you. And he constantly did that to me, and it drove me up a wall. I could not stand it. He would not respond to my text messages. I would have to have Brand text him, and then he would come and do things.
Oh, my gosh.
Long story short about that, I had something called not enough green space on my property.
Mm-hmm.
And my town wanted me to take all of my beautiful shed that I had put in the backyard so we could store everything. And my brand new patio, they wanted me to take it up, and I fought my town. And thankfully I won and lost. I won in the sense that I did not have to remove all my pavers or my shed. I lost in the sense that, I spent a small fortune with a lawyer, and we did have to have the shed moved. So that was also
like 6 inches or something crazy.
I know, it was crazy. And my neighbors were totally fine with it. My neighbors are, I have the best neighbors in the world, you guys. Let me just tell you, the best neighbors, my sweet Ian and Sam, who moved, actually, they loved Audubon. They just moved to the opposite side of town. And now I have sweet Tom and Kate, and cute little babies, babies everywhere. But I've got my best outback neighbors, gosh, I have the best outback neighbors. None of them cared. Like, they were all the best. All of them were the best. But I get it. It's an ordinance. You guys got to follow the rules. But long story short is, don't just believe people.
Right.
Just because you want to use local small business because you're in a pandemic. Don't believe that. They're not going to do the best things for you. So, yeah, there it is. There's the long and short of it. I could have drew that out a lot longer, but I didn't. So, There's that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. This is all the stuff that, like, we go through.
Yeah.
You live and learn. I say it all the time. You live and learn. And at least you have that experience.
Yes.
And you could advise other people, right? Like, hey, yes. If your next door neighbor is ready to do, and you'll be like, let me tell you, let me just give you a little advice. Something. Yeah. Oh.
And this is also, guys, these are also reasons why it's been 4 years.
Right.
These are the things we were going through.
Uh-huh. Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. Exactly.
It's a little hard to do the things.
I know it is.
A little hard to do a podcast.
Like 4 years ago, Easton was 5 years old.
I know.
Five. Like, that's a lot.
I mean, know.
He's still a lot now. He's 9, but he's 9 3/4 if you ask him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a thing for, like, what's that movie? The book. With the guy, kid with the glasses. The wizard. Harry Potter. Isn't it 9 3/4 or something?
I don't know that. Platform? I don't know Harry Potter.
Harry,
I don't know. I don't watch it. I've never seen it, and I've never read the books.
You are a teacher.
I know. I get a lot of crap for that, too. I've never read the books. I just wasn't into it, and also then I never watched the movies, and my kids were never into it, so, I don't know. That, and you know what else I wasn't into that was, like, the same time?
Twilight.
No, never saw a movie, never watched, read a book, and I have friends who are, like, dying over this, and I'm like, I don't get it. It's like
Team
vampire.
Edward.
Like,
Team
it's
Edward.
Vampire.
All day,
like,
every day.
Like, it's not.
I mean, no, Team Jacob. Oh, no, I'm not Team Edward.
Whoa.
Team Jacob. The wolf.
You don't
the wolf.
Even know.
Team Jacob. Clearly. It's been so long since I watched it. Sorry, Team Jacob.
You
Team Edward
know.
Is no go.
Did,
Team
so
Edward's
you did
no
not
go.
Read the books. You just watched
I
the
read
movies.
The books.
Oh,
I read the books
read
a
the
thousand
books. Okay.
times. Okay. A thousand times.
I did. And honestly, I would say I did not jump on this bandwagon. I was one of the originals, but I was, like, all over the Hunger Games. Like,
oh, yes.
I read the Hunger Games before it blew up. And then I had to hurry up and read them all because then they were making movies. And though that one I totally, totally went on to. And, like,
Colleen,
and I like to read,
them.
But I don't read because reading a book takes time where you literally have to sit with the book in front of you and use your eyeballs to read it. And you literally cannot multitask when you are reading a book. And so my life is such that I can't do just one thing at a time. So I have taken to just only listening to books, like, through my phone or whatever. I listen to audiobooks, and it was the best invention ever. I think the last books that I actually read with my eyeballs was The Hunger Games. So that was a long time ago. And then after I started reading those, I was like, this is a lot. I'm going to have to start listening to books. And then I can like come down to my workspace, turn on my Audible, listen to books, and, run around and work at the same time. It's like
Right.
double duty. I'm listening, but I'm working. I'm listening, but I'm working.
That, yeah, I get that. I honestly, I love to read. There's something to be said about a book. I love the way a book smells, feels. I like the way it feels when you crunch open, like the spine of a book. But it's funny because like I am not someone who likes reading a book and then watching a movie. Like I remember getting up and like literally I was ready to walk the hell out for Breaking Dawn Part Two when they were doing the end part of the end scene. I don't know if you even watched the movies, but when oh God, I cannot, why is wrong, what is wrong with me? I cannot even remember the names. Carlisle. I mean, I'm ruining this. Spoiler alert if nobody's ever seen this, but when
But it's
Carlisle
been a
got,
long time.
yeah, well, when Carlisle died, I was like, this is bull. This is not what happens. Yeah, like I was so angry. I literally got like I was standing up to walk out, and then I realized how they played it out, and I was like, touche, and this was wonderful.
Touché.
So it was like, dang, this was good. Oh, I got goosebumps. Like literally have goosebumps thinking about it
Never
because it was
read
really
those
good.
books, never saw them. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, I
I did
know. We
watch
talked
Hunger
about this
Games.
before,
I
like what
don't
movies you
watch.
have and
I'm
haven't
really
seen.
not good at watching movies. Here, I'll tell you why. So I was married a long time ago. A long time ago, I was married to like the first time I was ever married. And something that we did together was watch movies. He loved watching movies, so then I loved watching movies. We just watched movies together. Then fast forward, and I am married again, but this is not a relationship built on watching movies. We do not, like, I don't know the last time we went to an actual movie. Actually, I do. It was like last year, Christmas time, and we all went to a movie, like family movie. We went to a movie, and I think we were watching the last Jurassic Park, whatever it was called. We like watched the first one and the last one, and all the ones in between we didn't watch. But I look over, and in all the years, theaters have evolved.
Yeah, they have. I love theaters now.
Chairs recline, they serve
Yep.
you food, you could get alcohol, like
Best
all the
nap place
things.
ever. Best napping
I
ever.
literally bring a blanket in my bag, I
Yep.
unleash my blanket, I'm all cozy to watch the movie.
I bring drinks in. I'm just saying. Judge me if you want to. It's fine.
I look over to Aaron, and he is like out like a light.
It's the best sleep I ever get in a movie theater.
So you gotta go pay money to sit in a recliner and take a nap.
And guess what? If it's solid sleep, who cares?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that was him. Like, we don't watch movies unless, well, actually, he falls asleep at home too. Unless we're watching, because we just watched a movie this weekend because on Sunday I was like exhausted and I wanted to watch. Oh, it's called Take Care of Maya. Have you seen that? It's a
Oh, yes, on
documentary.
Netflix. Yes, I started watching
Yes.
it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell
I'm
me. I
not going
started
to tell
watching it.
you. But it is a movie, like it's a movie length, and we watched it
Yes.
and he fell asleep. I watched the entire thing. I won't tell you. I
Don't tell me.
love documentaries
So do I. You
and
know
true
me. I
crime.
love documentaries and true crime. Yep.
Yep, same.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because you know, we are going to have to, there is literally going to have to be one whole episode we're going to have to do because there's been so many different things that have come out. We need to discuss that whole Casey Anthony thing because we both had very strong
Yes.
feelings on
Oh
it.
my gosh.
We both had
Yes.
very strong feelings on it. And
110%.
then That yep. was it. Discovery? No, no, no. It wasn't Discovery. What was it? It's a Peacock, I think it was.
I don't remember that. The specifics of little things like that. I just remember the actual documentary, and we do have to yes. discuss that on one of our.
Yes,
upcoming...
we really do. I'm like taking notes of things, and I have to sneeze, so I have to put my face away. Hold on.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Saturday night. So I hosted an event this last weekend, and I had lots of people there. After they left Saturday night, we're like dead to the world. So we're like, we just got to go to bed.
Sorry.
We had no kids, no guests. Like, it was just Aaron and I. And the house is empty, and I go into the room, and I shut our bedroom door. And it was funny because I thought in my head, I'm like, it's funny because nobody's here in our home. But I still feel inclined to shut the bedroom door, right? Our bedroom uh-huh. opens up to like our living room, and you can yes. see the kitchen there. So like our, so I shut the bedroom door, and I thought that's silly. And I'm like, but you know what? I mean, we watch true crime every night to fall asleep. And so my thought always goes to, well, if someone's going to break in, you know, at least it's just us who's home. Literally didn't think anything of it. Aaron's going to bed. Now, we discussed this like the morning after. We did not know each other was thinking these things. Aaron's going to bed. And he's like, I left the slider open to the deck. And he's like, eh. If somebody breaks in, they break it. Like, literally, had I known that he's laying in bed. But we were so exhausted. He's like, I'm not getting up to go, like, lock it.
Aaron.
Even though the slider door, like, it's like a straight shot from our bedroom. Go, clack, like, lock the slider door. Nope. He wasn't thinking of me. He was just like, I'm too tired. But we're always thinking of true crime, how they're going to break in, when they're going to yep. do it, what, you know, if we at least yep. shut the door, it's not going to yep. save our lives. But,
but it makes you feel better. It doesn't matter. It makes you feel better as long as you know everything's
just
locked
shut
up.
Shut that door. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're protected.
But of
just
course.
Like when you're little, if you are under the covers, you're protected.
Just like when you go in the ocean, if you have on water shoes, you're protected.
Yep. That's exactly right. If you have water shoes, you're protected.
I won't be attacked. Holy cow. As long as I have water shoes on.
As long as you have those water shoes, you are safe.
Yep.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah. Oh,
my God.
Protect me from something.
I agree. I mean, listen, mm-hmm. you don't have to tell me twice. I completely agree with that.
Because it is the truth.
I know. You're not lying.
Everybody agree. If you – okay, so we need to cover a few things. We need to cover a little housekeeping here. So we talked to you about our Facebook page is Two Wild and Crafty Girls. We also mm-hmm. have the website, twowildandcraftygirls.com, okay? And we will be posting.
And updating that.
Yeah, we will be updating that. And we have episodes on there. It's a little different, but we have episodes on there, and we'll be updating those. But here is where we need you to help us. So if you have questions, obviously you can reach out. We have a website, or we have a phone number, and we have an email address. The email address is twowildandcraftygirls@gmail.com. All right. It's all the words just spelled out. Super easy. But we do have a phone number. Mm-hmm. And so what we love now, this phone number, we're not going to answer the phone. We're not going to answer. It is just a voicemail. And so mm-hmm. you're just going to leave us a voicemail. If you have a question that you want us to answer on air, if you have a topic idea,
yes.
like we want you to ask these questions to us so that we can, you know, answer them, and it helps us. So
yes.
the phone number, are you ready? You just want to get a pen, write this down. Is area code 269-297-0080. I'm going to say it again. 269-297-0080. And all you'll do is leave us a voice message with your question or with your comment or with
show topic.
Show topics. Yeah, because there might be things you know, like you may know us and you, there might be things you're like, you need to tell the story because people will die. And yes, it's hilarious. So seriously, go ahead and do that. Yeah, 100%. I mean,
like literally.
Like 2 minutes. Oh, it's not. Yeah. 5 minute
clock. What's 2 minutes?
But that was 20.
That is a great.
19. Was it 2019?
No, that was 2018.
So we probably talked about it.
We may, I don't know. We have to go back and revisit and see if we did. We, that 5 minute clapper is a great story. We have, I'm telling you, the squirrel story is a great story.
Yeah, it is.
And listen, we are going to talk about some adult funny things, guys. And you have to be okay with that. Like, we have a whole Mexico fun story, but I feel like we need to bring a friend on for that. But we have to make sure she's okay to talk about it.
Oh, we definitely have Mexico.
We are not
fun
putting
stories.
Anybody's business out there if she is not. If people are not okay, if people are not okay to talk about it, we're not going to do
just,
it.
We'll leave it anonymous.
We'll have.
But if they're ready to talk about it, they'll come on and join us. Because we will have some. We will have some surprise guests. We will have some planned guests as well.
Yes. Yes. Because we don't want to not have, like, before we were like, okay, well, we won't be able to have an episode because we've got this. Our goal is to not do that. So if, like, I can't be there or Sarah can't be there, we're going to have step-ins. And, fun, like, people that, like, you know, people that are going to come
are
in and chat for
too.
Us. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Funny. Because nobody needs to be crying. Nobody needs to be upset.
No.
You know.
It's
not gonna be like that.
Should we do a teaser?
Yeah.
We are working on an episode.
Oh God, yes.
Where, okay, so if you know Jessica, you know that she is like a child.
I am a child.
In like the nicest way, but she's like Easton in the way that she is the most picky eater ever in the whole history of forever. And we are gonna do the blind taste test.
Oh, I swear to God, yes. The husbands are going to be involved in this, just so you know.
So, like, I am going to have her taste testing things that I'm going to send the list to Brandon, and he
has to get. I swear to God, if you make me throw up.
I feel like you could make yourself throw up without even tasting anything, because you're like that. And then she's going
to
do
the same
thing.
You have to be kind about it. Like, we have to start off with, like, I don't know, maybe we'll start with, like,
something simple.
Like maybe hard food. Maybe. Please don't give me mushy. Don't give me anything mushy, please.
No.
I don't even want to touch mushy. Like, I'm already like thinking I want
to
throw up.
Because it has to be hard food.
Like, I have to start off with hard food. I need trust built.
Okay. So we're going to build trust on our first one, but it'll still be anxiety ridden Jessica. But we are going to do that. And so, we also need to discuss, if at all, how you'll be able to view our videos, because we record the podcast, but we also record videos.
Right.
Yeah.
And this has to be seen.
Yeah. So that you can see too. But we may just create a community in a Facebook group or something where.
I feel like we should just do a group.
The group.
Yeah. Should we do the group and, like, I don't know, and we should do, like, the teasers on the main page and then go to the group.
You have to be in the group, yeah.
Yeah, the group to see the video. Like, you know, just go into the group to see the video. And if you also have ideas for sponsors, or if you would like to have us do a commercial or a little jingly thing for you, if you'd like to do that, we would like to do that for you.
A little jingly thing.
A little jingly thing, because I sound so professional. You know, if you'd like us to be a what's that word? Can you talk about that, please?
Spokesperson.
That's the word. Spokesperson. If you want to, you know, if you have something you'd like us to advertise for you, you know, there's some people we're reaching out to see if they want to sponsor an episode or two. But in the meantime, if you are someone that likes to listen in and you have something already and you're like, oh, I'd like to, sponsor that episode, send us a message, send us an email.
Yep. Absolutely. We can do giveaways with your thing, you know, yeah, like all sorts of things.
Yeah, we're happy to give away stuff.
Okay. We love giveaways. Okay.
Yes. And if want us to taste test something that you have, you know, if that you're one of those things, Sarah's happy to do that.
I don't eat mushrooms. I draw the line.
Yeah,
I don't at do that. Fungus. So
yeah, that's
And I need to trust you too, Jessica.
I know. I know. I'm always happy to do it. Here's the other thing, though.
I also don't have
drink recipes. Oh, I won't do that. I'm happy to do the drink testing, which we'll definitely be doing that.
Yes, we
will. We're going to be testing drinks.
We'll have some nighttime recordings. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can drink early in the morning.
You must.
I mean, I can.
We. I know you can.
Be like on vacation.
On vacation? No, we can do it.
Just like on a regular old Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bring out the liquor and.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. We will definitely be doing that. We're going to share drinks. We have to be able
we
to share
will.
Drinks with
we
people.
Will. We will.
Yes. Drink recipes. Like, hello, it's a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did we get it all in for now?
I think we did. Like, we did.
That was a quick catch up. I mean, it wasn't a quick catch up. It was a quick version. Quick and dirty.
Yes. We, quick and dirty, just like Jessica likes it.
Yep.
We Ba-doom-cha. Did. We did a lot, but we missed a lot, and it's all good. It's fine. We'll get over it.
We'll get through.
You guys can ask us questions.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well,
yay.
Yay.
I'm happy we're back.
Okay. We're back, and we're so happy to be back. Tune in next week where we'll have a little bit more fun.
Yeah, a lot more fun.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.